你好，我叫邵荣恩，我很高兴认识你。Today we are looking at Acts chapter 1, verses 15 through 26.
今天跟大家分享的经节在《使徒行传》第一章第十五节。
Here the disciples are living in a time right after Jesus had ascended into heaven.
在这里，使徒们聚集在一起，那耶稣已经被升天了。
Their leader had previously been betrayed by one of their closest friends.
他们的首领基督被他们一个很亲切的一个朋友背叛了。
And Judas had killed himself out of his feeling of guilt.
那犹大也自杀了。
Now the disciples are tasked with the unexpected task of choosing a successor for Judas.
门徒这个时候呢，要选择一个同伴来代替犹大。
So today we are going to see that when faced with difficult decisions, we have assurance that God will always work His will out.
我们今天我们要学习的功课就是，当我们碰到困难的时候。我们有神来带领我们。
Peter's address and the choosing of Matthias shows us that nothing happens outside of God's plan and that we can prayerfully move forward in God's will.
彼得的信息跟马提亚被拣选这件事情可以看到神是有他的计划的。
So now let us take a look at the passage.
我们看一下今天的章节。《使徒行传》第一章第十五节到二十六节，那时有许多人聚会，约有一百二十名。彼得就在弟兄中间站起来说：“弟兄们，圣灵借大卫的口，在圣经上预言，领人捉拿耶稣的犹大，这话是必须应验的。他本来列在我们书中，并且在使徒的职任上得了一份。”这人用他作恶的工价买了一块田，以后身子扑倒，肚腹崩裂，肠子都流出来。住在耶路撒冷的众人都知道这事，所以按着他们在那里的话，给那块田起名叫雅各大马，就是雪田的意思。因为诗篇上写着说，愿他的住处变为荒场，无人在内居住。又说，愿别人得他的职分。所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候，就是从约翰施洗起，直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止，必须从那常与我们作伴的人中立一位与我们同作耶稣复活的见证。于是选举两个人，就是那叫巴色巴又称呼尤士都的约瑟和马提亚。众人就祷告说，主啊，你知道万人的心，求你从这两个人中指明你所拣选的是谁，叫他得这使徒的位分。这位分犹大已经丢弃，往自己的地方去了。于是众人为他们摇签，摇出马提亚来，他就和十一个使徒同列。
The first thing we notice is that Peter addresses the crowd, explaining that Judas's betrayal was used by God to accomplish His plan.
第一件事我们可以注意的就是，彼得在他的信息说讲到犹大的背叛是用来成就了神的旨意。
We see in verses 16 through 17 that the scriptures about Judas and Jesus had been fulfilled.
我们从十六节跟十七节看到这个经文在犹大跟耶稣的身上都印证了。
Though this was an unexpected event for the disciples, they realized that God was not surprised by it.
虽然使徒们没有想到会发生这样的事情，但是在神来看并不是意外的。
No one expected Judas to betray Jesus.
他们没有想到犹大会背叛耶稣。
If you can imagine following someone for years, maybe someone like Pastor Ling, and then suddenly they are betrayed by a close follower.
你可以想象，假如说有人跟随了林牧师很多年，突然有一个很亲近的一个弟兄背叛了林牧师。
This would be an incredibly painful experience to go through.
这会是一个很痛苦的一个经验。
This would be a very discouraging experience.
也会让大家觉得很灰心。
Yet the disciples realized that this was according to God's plan.
但是门徒这时候了解这是依照神的旨意而完成的。
Peter explains in verses 18 through 20 that Judas bought a field and then died, fulfilling what was written in Psalms.
在十八节到二十节，彼得说，犹大所做的事情，他买了一块地，后来在那边自杀，是印证了经文上面所说的。
Even the death of their close friend Judas was something that they realized God was prepared for.
他们了解犹大的死也是神所预备的。
Following this, we see that Matthias is chosen, showing us how to prayerfully persevere despite troubling circumstances.
在后半段，我们看到马提亚的选择是怎么样子在在困难的时候用祷告来寻求神的意愿。
Instead of being caught up and discouraged by the painful circumstances, they decided to push forward with God's will.
虽然他们经历了这样子痛苦的困难，但是他们并没有灰心，他们来寻求神的意志。
The first thing they looked for in these particular circumstances was someone who had been with Jesus' ministry, who was a witness to the resurrection of Jesus.
他们寻求这个使徒的一个条件，就是这个人是跟耶稣在一起，而且也看到了他的复活。
When these disciples were looking for a leader,They knew it needed to be someone who has known Jesus.
他们在选首领的时候，他们知道他们要选一位认识耶稣的人。
This shows that their priorities are in line with God's priorities.
所以他们的选择的重点是跟神所需要的是一样的。
When we are making difficult decisions, we first need to think about what God's priorities are.
当我们在做困难的决定的时候，我们先需要想到神的旨意是什么。
We see here that Joseph and Matthias were put forth as candidates and prayed over in verses 23 and 25.
在23节跟25节，我们看到约瑟跟马提亚被选出来。
And we see in verse 26 that Matthias is chosen.
那26节讲到马提亚被选中。
There are a few things we need to think about as we take this passage into our lives.
我们怎么样子来应用这段经节在我们自己的身上呢？
The first is that Judas's sin was foretold by the Spirit, and not the result of some oversight by the Father or by Jesus.
第一件事就是犹大的背叛是在神的意料之中的。
It was not as if God was surprised or did not expect Judas to betray Jesus.
神并没有因为这件事情感到意外。或惊吓。
We can know that God is not surprised by our sin, but rather Christ died for us, knowing that we would still sin.
神不会因我们的罪而感到意外，而是他预备了耶稣基督为我们的罪而死在十字架上。
This means that we cannot sin our way out of God's love or God's provision.
这表示我们的罪不能够把我们在神的爱里面除开。
It is easy for us to look at past mistakes we have made and wonder if God will still be faithful to us.
我们有时候往后看，看到我们以前所犯的错误，有时候会觉得神是不是还是爱我们。
It is easy for us to look at our past sins and start to worry that we've messed up God's plan for our lives.
有时候我们往后看看我们以前犯的罪，是不是觉得说我们已经弄坏了神在我们身上的计划？
But here the disciples believed that though there was great sin, God still had a purpose.
但在这里我们可以看到门徒们相信，即使那么有一个那么大的一个罪恶，但是神的计划还是继续的实行。
This also shows us that the scripture will always be fulfilled.
我们也看到神的话语一定会实现。
Here the disciples appealed back to previous scriptures God had given them.
在这里，门徒看了旧约的一些经节。
They were able to look back at previous scriptures for assurance.
他们可以看旧约的一些应许。
When we are faced with the troubling circumstances, we can look back to what God has told us in Scripture for assurance.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们可以用神的话语来看神的应许。
The Bible tells us who God is and how God acts.
圣经跟我们说神是什么样子的人，神是怎么样子，而且他是怎么样子的来做他的事工。
When the disciples were wondering what to do next, the first thing they did was stop and think about who God is and what God is like.
门徒在想他们要怎么样子往前走的时候，第一件事就是看经节来看神是怎么样子的神。
When we are worried about what we should do next in troubling circumstances, we need to stop and think about what God is like.
当我们遇到困难的时候，当我们要做困难的决定的时候，我们也要来思考神是怎么样子的神。
Therefore, we can hope and trust in God's promises.
我们在神的应许里面有盼望。
So a question I want to ask us to think about is where in your life might you be believing that your sin has stopped God's plan?
我们可以在这里思考一下，在你自己的生活当中，有没有什么罪让你觉得说你破坏了神在你身上的计划？
Maybe you feel like your sin has ruined God's plan for your career.
也许你觉得你自己的罪恶破坏了神在你的工作上面的计划。
Maybe you're worried that your sin has ruined God's plan for a relationship.
也许你担心说你的罪恶破坏了你在你的先生跟太太关系的计划。
Maybe you're worried your sin has ruined God's plan for your family.
也许你觉得你的罪恶破坏了神对你家人的计划。
If we can remember that God plans for our sin, God takes our sin into account when He makes His plans.
所以当我们要记得，神在他的计划当中已经认知了我们会犯罪。
We also notice that Judas's betrayal was a source of enormous pain for the rest of the 12.But they were able to press on because they realized that this was part of God's foreknown plan.
我们可以看到在这里，犹大的背叛造成了使徒们很大的痛苦，但是他们可以继续的往前走，因为他们知道这是神的计划之一。
We too can continue through life's hurts and hardships, knowing that God will bring good even out of the darkest hour.
我们在我们生活当中碰到困难的时候，我们也可以知道神在这最黑暗的时候能够把好的事情带出来。
Judas's betrayal brought about the worst possible circumstance in reality.
犹大的背叛造成了这个很困难的一个环境。
Judas's betrayal brought about the death of Jesus.
犹大的背叛造成了耶稣的死亡。
Yet the disciples hereWe're able to trust that God would use this terrible thing for good.
但是门徒相信神可以用这样子的事情来做出神美好的计划。
The disciples saw how God knew Judas's betrayal would happen and used it to bring about our salvation.
门徒看到神怎么用犹大的背叛来成就了他救恩的计划。
Because of this, we can realize that though life can be terrible, God will still find a way for good.
所以我们可以知道，也许我们生命有很多困难或是不愉快的事情，但是神美好的旨意还是可以实行。
This also means that bitterness toward God, God's people, or circumstances.Has no place in the heart of a Christian.
这也表示在一个基督徒的心里，我们不应该对神有任何的怨恨或是痛苦。
If I am bitter, it means that I am upset at a circumstance and I feel like there is no good in it.
如果我们觉得说有些事情发生在我们身上，我们觉得这个是不好的，我们没有办法思考。
If I hold on to bitterness.I am believing that God will not redeem the situation.
如果我们心里一直觉得很痛苦，有很多的怨恨，这样子我们没有办法来看神的计划。
If I am able to trust God that He will bring something good out of it, then I'm able to let go of bitterness.
如果我们可以相信神，信赖神，他在这样子的环境里面还是可以把他的计划，做出来，我们就可以，不会心存怨恨。
So the next question is, where in your life do you feel yourself being bitter?
所以我们可以思考，在我们自己的生命里面，有没有什么地方你自己，觉得充满了怨恨？
Maybe there's a relationship you're bitter toward.
也许你跟人际关系当中有什么，你不高兴的地方。
Maybe there's someone in your life who's really hurt you, and you cannot think good things about them.
也许有人，伤害了你，所以你，很不喜欢这个人。
Maybe there's a coworker who's wronged you.
也许有一个同事，做错了事情。
Maybe there's been a painful health circumstance and you're mad at God.
也许，在健康上面有什么问题，让你觉得对神很生气。
If we can remember how God took the death of Christ and brought our salvation, we can see our circumstances as also something that can be redeemed.
我们可以思考到神怎么用耶稣的死成就了美好的救恩计划，我们也可以想到我们，生命上的一些，不好的事情，神也可以用它来完成他美好的计划。
Where in your life do you see yourself tending to be bitter?
我们可以思考一下，在我们的生活当中有什么地方我们会觉得，心怀怨恨。
What would it look like for youTo trust God's plan.
如果你能够信赖，神的计划的话，会有什么改变？
What might you feel or do differently?
你如果信赖神的话，你会做怎么样子不同的事？
The next thing we see is that the remaining 12 prayerfully continued in God's will.
我们也可以看到这些使徒们，他们用祷告来继续做神的旨意。
The 12 prayed about who to choose throughout the whole process of replacing Judas's ministry.
他们在选择，来代替犹大的事工的时候，他们不断的祷告。
Ultimately, they let God make the decision.
他们让神来做这个决定。
When we are making difficult decisions,Are we thinking ultimately about what God wants?
当我们在做困难的决定的时候，我们有没有想到神要的是什么？
When I first started looking for different churches, I was evaluating based on a variety of criteria.
当，Elliot 在找，教会里面的工作的时候，他有一些他所要的列出来的因素。
I was looking at the size of the church or the location of the church.
他看教会的大小，教会的地方。
I was wondering if a church could support a pastor and his family or provide stability.
看教会可不可以支持，一个牧师跟他的家庭，可不可以给他们安定的生活。
But my priorities were not the same as God's priorities.
但是他了解他的，这些条件跟神的条件可能不一样。
I was thinking about myself.
他只想到他自己。
What I need to be thinking about is what does God care about?
他需要想的是神要的是什么，神关心的是什么。
For me, as I am trying to decide where God wants me, I need to think about what God cares about.
他应该来想神关心的是什么，神要他在哪里做他的事工。
If I can think more about how God would have me serve him, instead of how I can gain, then I will be more in line with God's will.
如果他可以想到，神要他在哪里侍奉，而不是他个人可以得到什么，这样他的行动就跟神的旨意符合了。
And if I remember that God can bring good out of difficult circumstances, I can trust him with scary decisions.
那我们知道在困难的时候，神能够把他美好计划做出来的时候，我们就可以信任神，信任他的带领。
This means that if God is taking me in direction that I don't think is safe, I know he will still bring good out of it.
所以如果我们觉得神带领我们的方向可能不是我们自己想要的，或是不是一个很安定的，但是我们还是可以信任神的带领。
The most important thing for us when making difficult decisions is thinking about what God cares about.
当我们做困难的决定的时候，最重要的就是我们要知道神关心的是什么。
We also notice that they did not let the betrayal of Judas discourage them, but rather they pushed forward in obedience.
我们可以看到这些使徒们没有让犹大的背叛使他们灰心，但是他们还是继续的往前走。
Rather than worrying about everything that had happened in the past, they thought about what they should do in that moment to be faithful.
他们没有想到过去发生的这些事情而停留在那里，而是他们在想他们现在可以做什么。
It's easy for me to look at the past or look at the future and feel overwhelmed by everything I don't know.
有时候我们往后看，往前看，我们有时候不知道怎么做。
It's easy for me to look at past mistakes and future decisions and feel scared.
有时候我们看过去所犯的错误跟以后的决定，我们会害怕。
The disciples here had both the problem of Judas's betrayal and the monumental task of building the church.
门徒在这个时候，他们往后看，看到犹大的背叛；往前看，看到怎么样建立这个教会。
They were able to stop and try to decide what to do right now.
但是他们可以停下来寻求神的旨意，现在要做的是什么？
They realized that if they were faithful to God in these present moments, God will take care of their future.
他们知道他们在现今信实依靠神的话，神会带领他们往后的道路。
In the same way, we can look past our current discouragement and be obedient to God day by day in the big things and in the small things.
同样的，我们对现况也不要有灰心，我们要信靠神，遵守神的旨意，来行走他的道路。
So in summary, we need to remember that our sin has already been known by God.
所以我们要知道，我们的罪，神已经知道了。
Our sin will not mess up God's will or surprise him.
我们的罪不会使神感到意外，也不会破坏他在我们身上的计划。
We also see that as the disciples were able to push on because they understood that God had a plan, we too can persevere through difficult circumstances because we know that God does have a plan.
就像门徒在遇到困难的时候，我们一样在我们碰到困难的时候，我们也可以依靠神来走出前面的道路。
As we are making decisions, the first thing we need to think about is what does God care about?
当我们做决定的时候，我们最先想到是神要的是什么。
Finally, as we feel overwhelmed by past or future decisions, we need to pause and pray about what obedience looks like for us in this moment.
当我们往后看，往前看，我们害怕的时候，我们要遵守神的旨意，在现在应该要做的是什么？
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Lord God, we thank you that you are the God of history.
天父，我们感谢你，你是历史的神。
We thank you that you are the God of the future.
我们也感谢你，是我们未来的神。
We thank you that you see us right now.
我们感谢你，现在就看见了我们。
God, we remember our past sins.
主，我们记得我们过去所犯的罪。
God, we pray that we will not let our past sins control our present behavior.
但是我们希望不会让我们过去的罪来控制我们现在的行为。
O Lord, help us to remember that our sin does not surprise you.
主，让我们记得我们的罪并不是让你感到意外的。
Help us to remember that you will redeem our sinful decisions.
让我们记得我们的罪在你里面已经洗净了。
Lord, we thank you that you always will have a plan for our lives.
主，我们感谢你在我们的生活上有你美好的计划。
I pray for this church that it can continue to trust in your plan.
我们为这个教会来代祷，来继续信任您的计划。
I pray for the leaders of this church that they will continue to trust in your plan.
我们为这教会的首领们祷告，让他们来信赖您的计划。
Lord, help us to always be able to care about what you care about when we make decisions.
主，当我们做决定的时候，让我们一定要思考到您要的是什么。
I ask this in the name of Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.